The Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday voted to delay locking down plans for a strategic planning session. They also delayed approving a proposed code of conduct. They did, however, vote to approve the next step in finding the borough's next police chief and manager. Sometimes agendas can be deceiving. Tuesday's was light, with no new business, no public hearings, and no ordinances or resolutions to vote on. But the meeting stretched on for 2 hours, and it got heated more than once. It started with interim manager Brad Ryan suggesting the assembly revisit the idea of a one-day strategic planning session. At a January meeting, the assembly approved entering into a $4,000 contract with a Juno company for a goal-setting meeting. But the decision was reversed on Tuesday. Assemblywoman Margaret Friedenauer brought the idea forward last month. The objective of a goal-setting session was to map out priorities for the lobbyist and upcoming budget talks. Concerns were raised from some assembly members about the cost of hiring an outside firm versus finding a qualified local to lead the session for less or no money. Here's Assemblyman George Campbell, who attended the meeting by phone, along with Assemblyman Tresham Gregg. Both said they were feeling ill.
The money we're talking about is kind of ridiculous for what we're really looking for, a one-day session. My suggestion is we do an RFP for an actual full five-year plan, which is going to be a multiple session.
Campbell suggested in the meantime hiring someone local to guide the assembly in creating a 12-month plan. He added that sending it to committee is delaying the process beyond its usefulness. A while later, Friedenauer acknowledged that while she appreciated the discussion, the topic of strategic planning has been hanging around for a while.
I'm thrilled that everybody's on board finally with such an idea. I first brought this up December 29th and was talking about it even before then. Nobody else has brought any other ideas forward. I've heard Ms. Lapham be very supportive and Mr. Case be very supportive of the ideas, and I appreciate them for their support. But at this point, if any assembly member would like to make a different suggestion, you know, vote it down and come back with something else.
The assembly reversed its decision to go forward with hiring the Juno firm and instead voted to refer the matter of requests for proposals to the Government Affairs and Services Committee on March 3rd. The assembly then tackled a discussion on a proposed assembly code of conduct introduced by assembly members Ron Jackson and Friedenauer. According to the three-page document, the code aims to, quote, improve the conduct, efficiency, and decorum at borough public meetings. For example, the code reads that when a member of the public is speaking at a public meeting, quote, no signs of partiality, prejudice, or disrespect should be evident on the part of the individual members toward an individual participating in a public forum, end quote. It also states that assembly members should conduct themselves in a professional manner, be well prepared for meetings, make decisions based on merit, and have the borough's best interest in mind over personal gain. And while most assembly members said they respected the effort, the code needs to be fleshed out a little. Assemblyman Mike Kay suggested the code be whittled down to one page instead of three. Assemblywoman Diana Lapham said a lot of what was written was already scattered over 27 or so pages in the Haynesboro code and asked about merging the two. Campbell said dwelling on a code of conduct was not a wise use of the assembly's time.
We don't need to have a whole bunch of meetings discussing this and disseminating this. I think what we need to do is figure out how we're going to fund our sewer treatment plant, Blue Tack Dock, our harbor project, and how to get them done instead of spending all our time going back and forth on things like this in meetings.
Like the strategic planning recommendations, the proposed code of conduct also went to the gas committee for further review. Shortly after Campbell dismissed the idea of a revised code of conduct, Mayor Jan Hill gave him the gavel as he tried to argue a point. The disagreement boiled over during an assembly dialogue on whether to approve a salary range and timeline for hiring a new police chief and borough manager. Campbell insisted that the minimum qualifications for the positions were nowhere to be found. Here's the interaction between Campbell and Mayor Hill.
Please explain to me how they need a set of numbers and how are they going to advertise without even being able to say what the minimum qualifications are.
We have a job description that outlines the qualifications, Mr. Campbell.
And who approved that? That's what I'm asking. Who has approved
those
qualifications?
Those were approved years ago. We have the same qualifications for the same job.
No, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
We wanted a master's.
Point of order has been called, Mr. Campbell.
The assembly voted 4-2 to approve the salary range of $95,000 to $120,000 annually for the manager and $75,000 to $95,000 for the chief, as well as a timeline which caps off with the new official starting in June. Campbell and Gregg oppose the motion. The next Haynesboro Assembly meeting is scheduled for March 8th. Starting with that meeting, full audio of Borough Assembly meetings will be available on our website at khns.org. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.